This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Wednesday, the 15th of April, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Across Israel today, expect pleasant weather with clear skies over Tel Aviv and Haifa. Jerusalem will enjoy mild temperatures while Eilat remains warm. A perfect day to be outside if you're in the sun. Here are today's headlines. First, Maariv reports just in that Lebanon is pushing for direct negotiations with Israel to prevent internal collapse. Also, Israel Hayom noted earlier today that Lebanon's agreements are often cancelled due to external pressure, now influenced by Iran. Also, this hour, the Jerusalem Post reported that IDF soldiers were wounded by Hezbollah terrorists in Lebanon earlier today. Separately, the commander of the 13th Golani Brigade says Hezbollah is spiritually broken, according to Israel Hayom. And finally, Axios shared that Rubio initiated direct negotiations between Israel and Lebanon this morning. Reaction has been swift on social media. From Ynet News, an IDF battalion commander describes the intense fighting in Lebanon, posting just minutes ago. Eli Afriat, an Israeli commentator, posted just now about the tragic loss of a young family in a fire, drawing parallels with historical atrocities. Meanwhile, i24news_en reported just now that CENTCOM claims the blockade of Iranian ports is fully implemented. Let's go deeper. Starting with Lebanon's push for negotiations, Maariv reports that Lebanon seeks to stop the ongoing conflict with Israel to avoid internal collapse. This move is seen as an opportunity by Israel to address demands. The outcome of these negotiations could significantly impact regional stability. Turning to the historical context, Israel Hayom discusses Lebanon's past agreements. Historically, such agreements were often written in blood and cancelled under pressure from powers like Syria and now Iran. This raises questions about the durability of any new agreements with Israel. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post gives insight into the recent clash with Hezbollah. IDF soldiers were wounded, but the attack was repelled, resulting in the deaths of the terrorists. This incident underscores ongoing tensions and the risks faced by those in the border areas. Separately, the Golani Brigade's commander shared insights in Israel Hayom about Hezbollah's weakened spiritual state. Despite the challenges, Israeli forces continue to push forward in southern Lebanon. This suggests a potential shift in momentum on the ground. And finally, Axios reports on Rubio's role in mediating talks between Israel and Lebanon. This follows pressure from Trump to de-escalate tensions. The talks scheduled for Tuesday could pave the way for a diplomatic resolution affecting future peace efforts. Turning to business and markets. First, Israel Hayom Business reports that despite clear skies, international packages are still delayed due to backlog, but an increase in arrivals is expected soon. Separately, Globes announced that several foreign airlines, including Etihad Airways and Ethiopian Airways, are resuming flights to Ben Gurion Airport this week, signaling a return to normalcy. And finally, CTEC reports that Nirzuk's Esh Group is laying off staff following its transaction with Isracard as the company adjusts to new business realities. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 8 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.